Before the Pistons season began, way back last fall, we had a couple of stories about how the Pistons were going to do, some predictors. And I remember laughing at this myself, just because I thought, really? I mean, really? After some, like, what I thought were some exciting moves, and the Pistons trying to go in a more positive direction and have some exciting youngsters.
Yeah.
You did have some of the analysis, for example. We remember that this came in from ESPN. With the season 8 days away, again, this is, of course, before the Pistons season began last fall, ESPN released its annual survey with eight scouts and executives about off-season moves and predictions for the season. Where do the Pistons come in? One scout said that the Pistons had the most confusing off-season. While some understood the passing on the re-signing of Christian Wood, remember that was a big thing when they let him go?
Yeah.
The decision to instead sign several other centers was seen as odd. So, too, was the process of stretching contracts essentially to be able to sign Mason Plumlee, who in the eyes of most executives is simply a good backup, which I thought he did prove to be.
Yeah,
he was okay.
Yeah, he did.
The Pistons had the worst offseason by far, said another scout. I don't know what they are doing. I know they want to build long-term, but I have no concept of what they're doing at all. They did say if they hit on Killian Hayes, also other youngsters like Isaiah Stewart and Sadiq Bey, that'd be good, but the rest of it doesn't pretty much matter much. And I think they were hitting on Hayes and Stewart and Bey.
Right, yeah.
But the way the Pistons finished out the season, apparently the rest didn't matter much. Again, the Pistons finished, 20-52. So here are...
I can see why. I can see some of the criticism. I'm not saying some of it's not warranted,
yeah,
especially with that record.
And the predictors apparently were right. And I remember laughing at this. For example, one projection said the Pistons were going to finish with a league-worst 18-54 record.
Well,
that's not far off from 20-52. That's pretty good.
No.
And another projection said the Pistons would finish 24-48. Again, not far off from 20-52.
Yeah.
So those are the two projections I remember saving. I'm like, no way. I mean, the Pistons cannot just be that bad. Just by accident, they'd be better than that. I was wrong.
Well,
the predictors were right.
A good thing is that they will have a high draft pick here once again. What the Pistons need is they need their next Grant Hill. They need their next Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah,
that's
they do.
What they need. They need that player who can change the trajectory of the organization. And then who can also attract other players who will want to come here and play as well and help develop some of these young players that they do have. I like Killian Hayes and some of the other, Sadiq Bey. I think they're going to be decent ball players. But you need that one superstar. That's what they are desperately in need. Something that injects some enthusiasm into this organization.